Okay, good morning everyone. Welcome and thank you for joining us. My name is Jenny, the academic assistant, and I will be facilitating the academic committee meeting. Before we begin, this is a reminder to everyone that the meeting is being recorded and please make sure to state your name before speaking. However, members of the public, you do not need to state your name if you choose not to. With that said, let's begin. Today is Monday, December 13th, and we are meeting for the MPS academic committee meeting. Ms. Gonzalez, can you please call the meeting to order?
Yes, good morning all, and thank you for joining us at this early hour of the morning. It is now 7 a.m. on December the 13th for our academic meeting. Jenny, I'm going to turn it over to you for roll call.
Thank you so much. Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Thank you. Next, we'll move on to the next item, which is approval of the agenda as presented.
I'll go ahead and approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Ms. I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. I'm going to go ahead and take votes. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion to approve the agenda as presented has passed. Next, moving on to public comments. As a reminder, public comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker or 6 minutes if translation is needed. Is there anyone on the line that would like to provide any public comments? Since there are no public comments, we'll move on to the next item, which is announcements from the CEO and superintendent and committee members. Ms. Rubalcava, do you have any announcements?
Great. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sandra and Diane, for being with us early and the entire Magnolia community. This is Alfredo Rubalcava. Happy Monday to all of you. I have no updates at this time. Jenny, back to you.
Thank you. Before we move on to the next item, is there anyone in the public that would like to make any comments? If not, we're going to move on to section two, which is the recommended action item 2A, which is committee approval of findings to conduct virtual meetings pursuant of AB 361 Government Code Section 54953, presented by Mr. Rubalcava.
Good morning, Alfredo, again. Welcome, everyone. Again, you're very familiar with AB 361 and the flexibility it affords. It does give us the ability to continue to meet virtually the way we've been meeting since the pandemic. So with AB 361, we ask for those flexibilities to continue as it is still not the best practice to be at the sites to conduct these meetings. So we ask you to adopt AB 361 and the findings to give us that ability. I'll turn it over to Jen to add any technical elements to AB 361.
Good morning, everyone, subcommittee members, members of the public, Jennifer Lara, executive assistant and board secretary. For AB 361, as you already know, it just provides us the flexibility to continue the teleconferencing flexibilities. So with that, we are bringing this to the committee for this week to accommodate the staff break by the end of December, early January. So with this, following the 30-day law, we're in compliance. So the next time that it would be put up for reapproval would be mid-January. So by January 13th, since today is December 13th. And with that, that concludes all of what I have to say. Jenny, I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you so much. If there's before we discuss a item, I would like to ask the public if they have any comments. If not, we can have the members of the committee discuss or ask any questions. If not, is there anyone that can make a motion to approve item 2A, which is committee approval of findings to conduct virtual meetings pursuant of AB 361 Government Code Section 54953.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, for making the motion and Ms. Gonzalez for seconding it. I'll go ahead and take votes. Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias.
Yes.
Thank you. The motion to approve the recommended action item of findings to conduct virtual meetings pursuant of AB 361 Government Code Section 54953 has passed. Is there anything, Ms. Gonzalez, that you'd like to say before we adjourn the meeting?
No, I think that's it. Just have a great work week and stay safe.
Likewise.
Thank you, everybody.
Can you adjourn the meeting?
At this point, I'd like to adjourn our committee meeting. It is now 7:05 on December the 13th.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great Monday and week. Bye-bye. See you later.
All righty. Bye-bye.